Clock CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
From Berlin, there's Moritz Friedrich, otherwise known as Sirius Mo, with Nights Off. And it appears as a B-side to last year's 12-inch The Uninvited Guest, but it also does make an appearance on Volume 8 of the Body Language Mix series. And Sirius Mo can be found on a few labels, mostly based around his hometown of Berlin in Germany. And that includes Boys Noise, Mode Selector, Grand Petrol, and a name I should have taken ages ago, and that would be Monkey Town Records. So, hello world. Gong Hat Fat Choi. Name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. As we kick things off here in the Year of the Tiger, and my throat is now whistling. This is awesome. I can't do it anymore. Anyways, yes, this is your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's set for glory, podium-owning community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be placing the metal around your neck until 9 p.m. The phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. And you can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. We're still using the old name for the time being until I get myself organized, which is something I do not really have the time for right now, but just you wait. I'll be set for that. So towards the end of the broadcast, we'll have part three of the profile on Oscar-nominated Best Original Scores. And after the previous week's looks at the soundtracks to Up and the Hurt Locker, tonight we have Hans Zimmer's work for the latest version of Sherlock Holmes. But we'll kick things off here with an act from Toronto. And they are a collective. They at least have these seven names listed on their MySpace. And they've self-released a few singles so far in advance of a debut, which should be called It's Never Not Happening. And here's a song they released last month to much accolade. So here's First Rate People with Girls' Night.
Like they crash your party, everybody that you look like should send you a letter to say they're sorry they couldn't change. Oh, oh, you're so fine. I wanna make a postcard telling you that a crash your girl's night. Like they crash your party, everybody that you look like should send you a letter to say they're sorry they couldn't change.
Hold on to your world. stood at the end of a sock full of razor blades. Is my right to defend at all? Is my to fight to the end? I know
my hand
can't hold back the seas no more. But it's not from mine that we need defending. Cause you don't need your weapons now. You gotta hold on to your mind. Just stop and put your weapons down. You gotta hold on to your mind. This fading world.
This land
is riddled with lies. How many told how the seas would rise in such heavy scales?
Is mine
to know what I've seen at all?
Is mine
to suffering on streets at home?
Malachi with Fading World off their album The Ugly Side of Love, which was initially released on Portishead's Jeff Barrows label called Invada, or Invada, and that came out last year, but it is, or it will be, re-released through Domino Recordings. And originally they were spelled Malachi with a K, so that's M-A-L-A-K-A-I. But after some confusion and litigation woes from a Los Angeles act, they basically decided to respell. So the Bristol duo of G and Scott, they modified the spelling, so now it's with a C-H instead. But good news is no changes have been made to their chopped-up British folk sound there. And, yeah, I'm not sure if they'll be on tour or not at all, because I'm not sure exactly how translatable that would be live. But fantastic-sounding stuff. I've heard parts of the other the full album, and I can't wait to hear the entire thing. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR.
Thanks to Sky High Gas Prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Coming up next is A Spoon, and they are coming to town shortly. Austin bands will be playing the Orpheum April 11th, and they're bringing with them Deer Hunter, Mikachu and the Shape. And not only do they have a new album called Transference Out, which they self-produced, but they've also been working on re-releasing, or at the very least remastering, their first four albums, which appeared on an assortment of labels, although I think the last one, Kill the Moonlight, did appear on Merge. But the other four albums would be, the other three would be Telefono, A Series of Sneaks, which was their aborted one take on Matador, and then Girls Can Tell. But from Transference here, here's Spoon with Got Nothing. We'll be right back. And there's Montreal's the Bernard Lakes, named after that one up in Saskatchewan, or at least close to Alberta, at the very least. And that song is called Albatross, and you can find that from the forthcoming album called The Bernard, or The Bernard Lakes, or The Roaring Night. And that will be out in March through Jaguar Records. And the Montreal Collective, well, they're fronted by husband and wife duo Olga Goreas and Jesse Lasek. And they wrote Albatross from the perspective of folks living in Vancouver's Skid Row, there along the downtown east side, an area that should definitely not be forgotten once these Olympics are over and gentrification creeps in. But along with their new album, The Bernard Lakes, are actually doing some score work for the upcoming film. It's a great title, Sympathy for Delicious, and that'll be coming from actor-director Mark Ruffalo. Gak here, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next are a duo from Chicago, and that's Pit or Pat. Though a few years ago they used to be, they were a trio before bassist Rob Dorn left. But now it's down to Faye Davis Jaffers on keyboards and vocals, and Butchie Fuego on drums. And Pit or Pat have a new album out now through Thrill Jockey Records, and that's called The Flexible Entertainer. And here is one of the tracks. So this is Pit or Pat with Water.
Your body style. We'll be right back.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Song is Sea Waves, not like the ocean, but spell it like you look at the waves themselves. Sea Waves. And that band is Nice Nice, and Sea Waves is off their forthcoming debut, Extra Wow, through Warp Records. And Sea Waves was the seventh, 7-inch, released in advance of Jason Bueller and Mark Shirazi's album. And the Portland duo have a few dates along the south part of the West Coast before heading over to Australia and New Zealand, but nothing, at least up here in Vancouver, quite yet. But give it time. I'm sure if they catch on, they'll always wind up here, don't they? You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, and that's 101.9 FM. Also cable as well, too. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. And yes, my name's Gak. Coming up are some Southern Ontario acts here, a little bit of dance rock to suit yourself. And both these artists appear on the Fool's Gold label. And despite the fact that they're based in Brooklyn, New York, they're founded by Montreal DJ A-Track. He also has Nick Catchdubs helping out as well, too. So this is the home of Kid Sister, Kid Cootie, all these wonderful innovative acts here. But we'll listen to two Canadian ones here, and we'll start off with Toronto's Nacho Lovers, and that's nacho as in the sort of Mexican food. Yes. The duo of Fist Fight, otherwise known as Andrew Ross, and then the man formerly known as Puppy Hurts, as his Abstract Hamilton days were, and that would be Scott Sea Whale, and that's spelt like look at the whale as opposed to ocean whale. Yes, anyways, both of those have been throwing parties throughout Toronto for a while now. And they're prepping something called Deeper soon. I'm not sure if that's going to be another single or an album, but definitely a lot of activity from these guys. And they've only been making music for about a year or so. And yes, from a CD sampler for the vehicle known as the Scion or the Scion, whatever it is. I wonder if it's that one that has that weird window that's not symmetrical, because you need to know that. But yes, volume 22 from the CD, the Scion thing. This is the Fool's Gold remix thing, showing off their entire roster. But yes, here's Nacho Lovers with the Sirkin remix of Acid Life. Come on.
club, 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 club. Tickle it and do your thing in the club, 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 club. Tickle it and do your thing in the club, 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 club. Tickle it and do your thing in the club, 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 club. Tickle it and do your thing in the club, 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 club. Tickle it and do your thing in the club, 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 club. Tickle it and do your thing in the club, 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 club. Tickle it and do your thing in the club, 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 club. Tickle it and do your thing in the club. This is something that you don't do when on the clubs. I'm a young dude, but you know I'm street. My hat is girl, she's sweet just like a sweet talk. If you see me in the club, you know I ain't a street talk. Young fly and flashy, and that's what you thought, girl. You can dance, well, let me see something. You can roll with the team if you wanna be some. Pop it and shake it on the dance floor like Neil Young. You can dip it.
There's Jokers of the Scene, and that is the William Russell remix of Juggle It, which you can find on their 2008 EP. Y'all know the name, and the duo of DJ Booth and Chameleonic are also on Fool's Gold, and they've done remix for on their own for the act we heard beforehand, and that was Nacho Lovers, and what we heard there was the Sirkin remix of Acid Life. And if you're going to be on UBC here on March 12th, well, Jokers of the Scene would be playing the Pip Pub, so keep your eyes peeled for that. And, yes, we have a concert coming up here on Friday that I'll fill you a little bit more information about afterwards.
The freshest acts in electronic entertainment are coming to Code Live. 3 weekends, 8 shows in Vancouver's newest multimedia concert space. Friday, February 19th, European and Canadian dubstep pioneers Martin, 2562, Deadbeat, and more shake the Center for Digital Media, 3 blocks east of the Main Street Science World SkyTrain station. Tickets $22. Call 1-800-TICKETS or tickets.com. Code, it's the Cultural Olympiad's digital edition. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/CODE.
Thank you.
So if you want to get to know what you're getting into, if you do get tickets for that, I've already picked up mine. I'm actually going to play two songs here by two of the guys that are actually going to be playing there. So yeah, that'll be this Friday at Great Northern Way. And yes, so we'll start off with Martin. Martin is spelled with a Y, and his 2008 single, Natural Selection, features this on a B-side, and it just seems only natural to play it in lieu of whatever else is going on here. So let's dive into some dubstep here. Here's Martin with The City, that is which the hosting this Olympiad, and that will be Vancouver.
Thank you.
And from The Hague, there's 2562, or 2562, and that's off last year's Unbalanced album, and that song was Dinosaur. And before that, we heard Martin and his track Vancouver, which is the B-side to a 2008 single Natural Selection. And both Martin and 2562 will be performing this Friday as part of Code Live, and they'll be at the Great Northern Way. Near the VCC SkyTrain station. They'll be joined by Deadbeat. They'll be joined by local acts, Michael Red from the Lida Sound System. And then Inuit throat singer Tanya Tagak will be joining them as well, too. But if you want to catch Tagak on her own, she'll be performing at the Roundhouse Theater on Thursday, and that'll be another free concert, I believe. But if not, you can always take a look at the live city listings for downtown and Yale Town as well, too. But if you want a good synopsis of what to check out, you should see the February edition of Discorder, since editor Jordy Yao there and a cast of others have provided a thorough list of what to check out that's either cheap or reasonably priced. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit. In terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Thank you.
And there's Heikki Silaste. It's a good Finnish name if I've ever heard one. And that is the song Sound a Dub, which, of course, is a very Finnish thing as well, too. But Heikki is here, one of these Canadians. He used to be part of the industrial techno group at Digital Poodle in the late 80s. And then he founded, or at least he co-founded, Nice and Smooth Ultra Media, home to some Marvel artists like Jordan Fields, Techno Step. And then Heikki's own groups like Kinder Adam and Laser Caps. So this is his first album released, looks like it's the first one released under his name, or at least his first name, just Heikki by itself. H-E-I-K-I. And this is through a new label. I'm not sure if it's associated with the Nice and Smooth things, but it's Paper and Sound, which actually became the name of his record, too. So there's a lot of paradigm merging things happening there. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. And before we dive into Sherlock Holmes, we're actually listening to another song from that is nominated for Best Original Composition for this year's Academy Awards, which will be this March 7th here. And this is written by Broadway veteran Maury Yeston. He wrote for some of the stuff from Titanic, some of the overarching, well, I guess more like the 1910s period songs there. But he's also worked on various Broadway productions as well. But for Nine, he came up with some of the songs here. And I think, if I remember properly, it actually used to have a life as a musical itself, too, that he wrote. But for the movie itself, he wrote a new song to replace some of the, I guess, the more bawdry numbers, but this itself appears during sort of a weird striptease as the main director character played by, oh my god, my name just blanked out here. Good job. He was from There Will Be Blood. That's Daniel Day-Lewis. That's right. I'm an oil man. I bring fine the oil. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Anyways, his ex-wife has played my Marion Cotillard. And we'll hear her sing this Maury Yeston number here. And this is from the movie Nine. And the song is called Take It All.
You want my love? Take it all. You want to watch it all? Come on, take it all. Come on now, show me how you take it all. You want my love? Are you enthralled? You wanna see it slip away and watch it fall? Oh, we know it's your show, so take it all. The movement to see what the hips can do. Come watch the slinky girl, see how the pasties twirl to make your bells all ring, fulfilling everything you ever wanted. So go ahead, take it all. You want my soul.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
The soundtrack to Sherlock Holmes, there's Hans Zimmer with Discombobulate. And we'll be looking at a few other cues from this Oscar-nominated score. And we'll start off a little bit. One thing I didn't realize as I was reading, that Hans Zimmer actually used to be part of the Buggles from Video Killed the Radio Star fame, which I had zero idea about before. But then, after his work with that act, short-lived as it was during the New Wave movement, he went into advertising jingles, and he did some score work where he collaborated with a couple other people. And it's a collaborative thing is something that's stuck as a tradition with Hans Zimmer for a while. I don't know if you could tell from that. I mean, the Sherlock Holmes soundtrack is very mercurial, let's just say. There's a lot of little upbeat bits here. But the foundation of it's still sort of tied to The Dark Knight, which he did the soundtrack for, not last year, but the year before. But he was collaborating with James Newton Howard. And what happened is director Guy Ritchie was sort of upset during the editing phase, because what was happening is that a standard movie technique is to put temp tracks. So that means you put just like a default score there, just to give the editors an idea of how to cut the film together. But what happens is usually the score that's selected is supposed to be eventually what the composer will rely on. And when Ritchie was listening to the temp tracks for the dailies or whatnot, he got in touch with Hans Zimmer and said, we've been using the Dark Knight soundtrack to temp everything together here, but I don't want to go that way. And then Zimmer says, me too. Because at this point, you can't just always be repeating yourself. So what had happened is that Zimmer started doing a whole bunch of different experimental things. And he had violinists play things like fiddles. He had hurdy-gurdies. And he sort of followed some similar patterns to Dark Knight, but there's a little bit more of a twisty, upbeat feeling, almost like the Pogues mixed with a gypsy orchestra. And it's in stark contrast to your typical Sherlock Holmes soundtrack. You sort of think of state, elegant Victorian finery. And one thing that when I was speaking with Darren Gall before he took off after filling in for Becky was that the 80s British TV series or series of specials had the score by Patrick Gowers. And that's a perfect example. It's a perfectly valid score as well, too. And I was hoping you'd find a copy of that to use as a contrast to give an idea of how different everything is with this one. I mean, the new Sherlock Holmes is definitely more of an action film type thing, which some people are chagrined about. But if you actually read some of this Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's original series, you actually sort of picked up that the opium-addicted detective had a bit of a mean martial arts streak here. And it sort of matches what London would have been like in the 1880s, as with all the immigration and sort of trading at that point, fusing styles together. So what we'll do is we'll listen to some more of that scrappy score. And as you can hear from Discombobulate, there's a traditional traditional orchestral swells have been tempered by accordions. The cymbalom, which is that really dulcimate-sounding thing like spoons on strings. He found a piano that was gloriously and lovingly untuned, sort of like a bar that's had enough pints of Guinness thrown down it. And, of course, there's some banjo work as well, too. But we'll listen to some trash can percussion here. And this is something I have never had the experience of either. So here's Zan Zimmer from Sherlock Holmes. This is I Never Woke Up in Handcuffs Before. Thank you. And there's Hans Zimmer with Not in Blood, But in Bond off the Sherlock Holmes soundtrack. And the off-kilter violin, Zimmer indicated, was a nod to the hobby of the film of Sherlock Holmes himself, as played by Robert Downey Jr., since in the stories themselves, he always had a violin on hand. And most of the time, previous diversions of Sherlock Holmes emphasis more of he was playing maybe like Beethoven or Mozart or something of that ilk. But in this case right now, Zimmer allowed his violinists, that would be Anne-Marie Calhoun and Alexei Gidzman, to cut loose. He sort of mentioned that he wanted them to deal more with playing with the chaos and multitude of ideas that was running through the detective's head. Throughout the score as well, he relies on key soloists, one of them being Italian bassist Diego Stocco, who modified his upright bass. So it has a bit of a different sound there and has a little more percussive elements, because what he actually had done to his bass is that he put a hacksaw to it and added three more necks. And Zimmer also found some other forms of percussion since he wanted to avoid having traditional drums and whatnot. So one thing that he did discover is that when you tap against the sound box of a piano very quietly, which is on the underneath there where the strings connect to the hammers, he was able to record a weird heartbeat type sound. So listen to two more cues here. And we'll start off here with Marital Sabotage. All right, and that was Hans Zimmer there with Ah, Putrefaction. And that's part of his humble 32-piece orchestra that he had for the Sherlock Holmes soundtrack. But when he did have the band along, he ordered them to sound like a Salvation Army band. And yeah, he wanted these musicians to just at least have some fun playing. It's always necessary work getting the tone right. And yeah, Zimmer's been the forefront of a lot of modern score styles. If you think back to 2000 with Gladiator and how many movies ripped that off. And then, of course, from 2008, The Dark Knight, with his work with James Newton Howard. Yeah, everyone seems to be basing it off him, but it's weird that he never sort of wins an Oscar for it. But then again, at this point, he's had now 8 nominations, including Sherlock Holmes, and he did win an Oscar in 1994 for his work with The Lion King. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up shortly is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and then at midnight it is Sore Throats and Clapping Hands with Rob Previtt here. And if you've missed any of this week's show, you can always download the podcast as an MP3. Just go to our website, which is www.citr.ca, and subscribe there. But before we kick off one last Olympic thing, here's one concert that's also coming up on the 19th as well, too, here.
The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, proudly presents two of Canada's hottest bands. Stars with very special guests, Hey Rosetta, Friday, February 19th at the Orpheum. The Juno-nominated Montreal band Stars brings its Tour de Force live show to Vancouver with Polaris Music Prize nominees Hey Rosetta. Stars, February 19th, tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more information, visit vancouver2010.com/cultural olympiad.
All right, in honor of all the Olympians here, we're going to play a track from this UK act here. The name, of course, you can't hear on radio, so close your ears because it's Fuck Buttons. And from their album Tarot Sport, here is Olympians. So next week, I'll be providing part 4 of our soundtrack profile for the Oscars, and that'll be from the fantastic Mr. Fox. So take care, enjoy everything out there in the city, whether it's a sport event, cultural thing, or just watching the crowds.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming up. The time is 9 p.m.